Well, hey there, writer friends. Welcome back to the Writer Groupie Podcast. I'm your host, MK Browning. And today we're going to have a smaller podcast because I am heading over to stay at a friend's house and dog sit her puppy while she's gone to Author Nation in Las Vegas. And if you're one of the lucky ones who are going to Las Vegas, I wish you great success. And I look forward to reading your blog posts and social media posts and seeing all the pictures. But because I am going to be away from my home and away from my computer and so forth, I decided that I would make this a little bit of a shorter podcast. So bear with me. We are going to talk today about one of the most chaotic and delightful parts of writing fiction, and that's when your characters decide to take over the story. Now, I know everybody's had this happen. You sit down with an outline, and your plot's nice and tidy, your arc is clear, and then bam, halfway through chapter 8, your side character refuses to stay in their lane. This happened to me when I was writing the Shannon Wallace series, my series of mysteries under my pen name, Kim Smith. The side character of Duane Brown decided that he wanted to be in charge. You know, suddenly they're demanding page time, changing outcomes, and even rewriting their ending. Now, before you panic, this isn't always a bad thing. In fact, it can be a sign that your characters are alive and well-developed. Duane took over. I just let him have the reins for a little bit, and I realized that he's a good character. He's somebody that people like, and he's funny, so they laugh at him. Well, in the long run, you know, it just means that they've grown beyond cardboard cutouts and started making real choices. That's storytelling magic, really. But balance is key. When your characters take the wheel, make sure the story still has direction. Ask yourself, does this change serve the story's emotional truth? Does it deepen the theme or derail the plot? If it enriches the world, lean in. Go ahead and take advantage of it. That's what I did. If it drags your pacing or muddles your message, rein them back gently. You don't want to get rid of them. They're too good. But, you know, you have to kind of haul them back a little bit and say, hold up, this is not your story yet. Remember, you're the author. You're the guide through the chaos. So next time a character hijacks your story, just smile. You've created someone so real they want to live their own life. And that's the mark of a great storyteller. And then again, too, guys, that character, if he's that important or if she's that wonderful, then why don't you plan a book just for them? You know, spinoff series were born from this kind of stuff. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep writing and keep a leash on those characters. And I'll see you next week.